USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are now more than 5 million Ukrainian refugees. It's one of the largest refugee crises since World War II in Europe. After a brief plateau in totals, they began to rise again as Russia started its invasion into western Ukraine, targeting Lviv. This, as the United States is planning to send another $380 million in aid to Ukraine. Jurors have acquitted a former doctor from central Ohio accused of 14 counts of murder.
We, the jury in this case, being duly impaneled and sworn, find the defendant not guilty as to count one of the indictment for murder and not guilty to any lesser offense.
Dr. William Husell was accused of ordering lethal amounts of fentanyl and other drugs for ICU patients at a hospital between 2015 and 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Actor Johnny Depp is continuing to testify Wednesday in his defamation case against his former wife, actress Amber Heard. Depp claiming he suffered a lot of verbal abuse in his marriage with Heard and that it began to take a toll on him as the years went on.
Small insults and kind of teenage or high school tactics. This bullying, if you will, was becoming too much to take.
Depp filing the lawsuit in 2019 after Heard made accusations that she suffered domestic violence when they were married. Federal prosecutors have charged about 20 people in the past 2 weeks with allegedly engaging in various fraud schemes related to the COVID-19 pandemic that amounted to about $150 million in improper government payments. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The United Nations is continuing to debate veto power. From the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, Lance Pry explains.
The United Nations is debating a provision that would require the 5 permanent members of the body's Security Council, the United States, United Kingdom, France, China, and Russia, to justify invoking their veto powers. The reform to the Security Council regained new traction following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Moscow has used its veto power to limit actions by the United Nations Security Council since invading in late February.
One of the original streaming services is reporting a loss in subscribers.
Netflix reported a loss of 200,000 subscribers during the first quarter, and it foreshadows trouble ahead. The company's shares cratered more than 25% in extended hours after the report on more than a full day's worth of trading volume. Fellow streaming stocks Roku, Spotify, and Disney also tumbled in the after-hours market. After Netflix's brutal update, the streaming service is forecasting a global paid subscriber loss of 2 million for the second quarter. The last time Netflix lost subscribers was more than a decade ago. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Gas prices are ticking up another penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA. This is the third day in a row the national average price for regular is up. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.